up and for you to give some ideas of how you want your meeting to operate. How do you want us to treat one another as we're endeavoring to serve the citizens in the community of Tulare?
I'd like us to also, like yourself, to adhere to the time. And I think anything that goes over an hour, probably not many people are paying attention. And also, I would like us to stay with the topic and not bring in other things, maybe for the next time, but whatever the agenda is for that, for the particular meeting, I'd like us to stay with that.
Anything else?
I have kind of a bugaboo. Any body that ever does any kind of handling of grievances or hearing of grievances, I think it's really important that if we do any of that, that the public is always right at the beginning of the meeting. You know, maybe we have our positive moment, but after that, before we do any of our own business, that we have, if we have public, well, then rather than making them sit through a whole meeting to give their complaint or, what, or their information or their invitation to an event or whatever it is they're here for, that we put that always at the beginning of the meeting.
So can I summarize by
sure.
saying public comment early on our agenda, or we're going to listen to the public first, public comment before business, which works best?
I was thinking more like public comment slash grievance or whatever.
We usually do citizen comments. Like citizen
yes,
comment.
Right, yeah, okay. Okay, how about then we agree to listen? We all agree to listen and pay attention, be present in body and mind. That's to me an important one. Listen. How about participating?
Yeah, I was going to say two things. One, it's important to always try to build consensus and to be careful not to have the consensus of silence.
Okay. How would you like me to say no consensus of silence? Did you notice last time I kept asking everyone, are you sure, you know, does everyone agree with this? And it's no one who did say
maybe
anything.
Maybe it's two separate things.
Okay.
Not two separate things. One, I think it's important to build consensus. In other words, if we're not coming to consensus, to be able to step out of it and try to find alternatives, always try to build consensus, not get ourselves stuck in a 50-50 situation. It's not going to do anybody any good if we split on anything. So always try to come up with alternative.
Okay.
And then the other one would be that just because everybody's silent doesn't mean we all agree.
Okay. How do I state that, David?
No consensus of silence.
Okay. Anything else? How you would like our work and how you'd like us to treat one another as we're trying to go about this work?
I would work in, and maybe it was along with staying on topic, but I know in the past it always concerned me and irritated me when people would have grievances or unhappiness with certain departments within the city. First of all, we can't do anything about that. And second, I'm not quite sure that we should be doing that. I know I personally didn't want to, or other things in life. You know, certain groups can use this building, but other groups can't. Well, we can't do anything about that. They really need to go to the proper people.
And maybe what we can do is, maybe they're here talking to us because they don't know the proper people they need to go to talk to.
Right, but I would like to see us silence them and direct them to the right people.
Okay. We have a public comment. We just talked about that on our agenda. So that would be the place for them to do that.
You're talking about people, the public. I'm talking about us here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about it, Stan.
And I think because Marie and I have discussed this issue a couple of times because of her frustration, I think she's talking about commissioners going off on tangents that don't have anything to do with this commission.
Okay.
So talking about police brutality or, you know, things that have happened to them in the past that don't really concern this commission.
Or their children or anything like that.
Or that we can't do anything about.
Okay. So how do I put that up here as one of our rules for us as commissioners? How do I summarize that?
Staying within our...
Staying on topic.
Okay, so we have that.
Well, there's a certain amount of professionalism in not, you know, not going off and doing stuff, and talking about stuff you can't do anything about. I don't know what you call that, but that's more what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. That is pretty much the same topic.
Okay.
Well, as the mediator, I think that would be the job of the mediator to say, excuse me, but this is not the time.
Yes.
Okay, so cut it right there.
We also should say that everything that we're saying is should be said in the name of love, you know, that each of us are individuals with different backgrounds and criticism, and we should say it in the name of love, you know, because that's what we're here for.
But knowing that it's really way out of topic.
Okay, like I said, how can I summarize that? I mean, it's something that Marie does feel that it's an issue, so there has to be some kind of way maybe that we can address that. And hopefully what I envisioned was having these on a poster board here at each meeting, so that as either the public or the commissioners come in, each time in our agenda, there will be an item, you know, that will be there, whether we don't have to read them, but it will be here to continually have us be aware that these are the rules that we agree to operate by. And one of them is staying on topic. And with that, if you have something that you want a topic to discuss, then you need to call me so that I can place it on the agenda. Okay, so that will do away with us talking about things that are not on topic or items that are not on the agenda. If you think there's something important enough for us to discuss it, then you need to call me and let me know so I can place it on the agenda, and then it will be on topic. Okay, so can I put that in grievance, call chair to agendize?
Stay on topic, and stay on topic / agenda.
Okay.
I have a question on the agenda items. Do we have to have like a 72-hour some?
Yes, yes, there is. They have to be, because we fall under the Brown Act, and that's another item we'll discuss in just a moment.
Courtney? We still didn't answer that last that you were talking about. What are we going to do if we stray off of topic? Are we going to...
I will say...
You will say.
One, on our rules.
No, now wait a minute. You are going to say, call me at home. So how are you going to put that on there to get on the agenda?
Hopefully everyone will remember this. That's what this agenda is there for. If you want an item to be discussed by the commission, you need to call me so I can place it on the agenda.
Instead of saying agenda, maybe say agenda is timely.
Anyone else want to add anything to our operating rules? And generally, operating rules are just common courtesies that we agree to extend to one another and to the public as they interface with us. Okay.
Talking about here, I like your opening with a positive thought, and we have the group discussion I see on this agenda at the end. But I always like to end the meeting with at least a circle of holding hands, or at least we all just sort of give ourselves a moment to just sigh and let go of the meeting and go on. Because sometimes we carry unfinished business out the door, and it's better to wait for that unfinished business to come back. A little moment at the end is also nice, I think.
Okay, we can do that. All right. these, that we will start and end our meeting on time. We'll stay on the topic, and if there's something that you feel we need to discuss, you'll call me and I'll get it on the agenda. Margie, generally, I have the agenda to you by the last Friday the month before. Okay. Citizens' comments early in our agenda, which it is there, that we agree to listen and to be present here at the meetings. We are going to build consensus, and we will not operate on a consensus of silence. And that will have a closing moment at the end of our meeting.
I'm going to listen to a quick slash respecting to those comments.
Okay. That can be by, if you want it by listening, or it can be one by itself.
Listening, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
by a show of hands that each of our commissioners here today do agree to abide by these rules for operation. Thank you very much. All right. Any announcements? That's the next item on our agenda, the announcements. What that item is there for is that each of you represent some organization or have some tie-in other in the community. And if there are events that your particular organization are having in the community, this is a perfect time to have an opportunity to share that with the rest of the commission so that we have some idea of what's going on. One of the things that we've got, bless you, one of the things we talked about last time was the different ethnic groups and the celebrations that they hold in the community. And lots of times, different communities don't know those are going on. So this is a place where the word can get spread. So does anyone have any announcements for this evening?
Well, I'll make one. The Alliance of African Americans, which is going to try to change that because there's Hispanic and three Caucasians in there, so I'm changing that. But anyway, they're having a reward ceremony come May for any of the seniors that are graduating in May. So they're having they're gonna give out an award ceremony at the senior hall in May.
Okay, do you know what that date is?
May the 21st at 1 p.m.
Okay.
And also the New Life Community Church is also having it on Saturday, April 23rd at 12 o'clock. They're having kind of like a get-around fashion show for anyone that would like to participate in that.
There is one Gorky has invited us to.
That's the thing.
Is this one?
Mm-hmm. It's cultures. I haven't talked to Sorcy yet, but we have the Native American group coming for, they're going to sing, some of the ladies are going to sing, and we have a flute player, and Starfish and his wife they're going to model their dress, and we're going to have one of our women, I think she's from Fresno's, come model her dress. I think she was probably a fancy shawl dancer winner from last year. So it's going to be interesting, and I'd like to invite all of you to come to share. And it's like our gathering here, I look at it as sharing who we are and getting to know each other.
The disabled community in rural counties like Story County, you know, really have a hard time. I think most people realize until they come here from like Santa Cruz, you know, how much is lacking in services for disabled people. Some, and there's a lot of different variations on that problem. St. Aloysius is advertising in their church bulletin training through Catholic Charities for something like a training I went through called Life Skills Workers. I mean, they're calling it something like Life Skills Workers. And this is to help people that are either disabled or homeless who are not being able to get through the system. Seems to me we should plug in with that group. I can get in touch with them. I had suggested to them quite some time ago, and it looks like they're doing it, so I should probably get back.
Do you have an idea what the date for that is?
It's a phone in. It's a phone number. You phone in, you sign up, and they give you the training.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I think that'd be really good. I know with you, and if anybody's interested in working with AIDS patients in Tulare County, there's not even an AIDS doctor in Tulare County. You know, you have to go to Fresno. I'm lucky I go to Selma because there's one half a day there. The doctor will come, so I don't have to drive all the way to Fresno and go through that bureaucracy in Fresno. It's just a nightmare. So I'm fairly lucky that way that I found one. But for all the other AIDS patients, there is no doctor in Tulare. There's no special nurses. The in-home support system is not very specialized. And as soon as anybody gets very, very serious, it's like, you know, there's a real danger period there between healthy and real serious. Once somebody gets critical, the care is good, you know, everywhere in California. California is real good. But when it's that part where you can't take care of your life, you have no more quality of life, there's a real need for volunteers. And there is an organization in Vice City that does that, the AA. Also the AA.
Good, and maybe one of our meetings would have them
become
a guest speaker for us to explain to us exactly what is going on and what they do. All right, any other announcements?
There was a...
Go ahead.
I was talking about, we were talking about different occasions. We already had one. We celebrate 21st of March as Hanoros. We call it the New Day. It's a Persian New Year. And we in our community, we celebrate as a New Year. So for us, we claim that was the day the world came into existence. So it was started with spring. And the figure is, of course, the egg, the way the world was made out of the egg shape. Mm-hmm. So we do egg decorations, mm-hmm. and we have our meals with eggs in it. You know, they have boiled eggs, and they fry it, and they mix it with either rice or anything. The whole day we eat eggs. Okay. So that is the 21st of March.
Okay.
It was the first day of spring.
First day of spring.
Yeah.
Mr. Ali, is his email address right? That V in there? Is that V supposed to be in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. See, I had no idea.
I know.
How many of us knew anything about that?
It's a Persian and Egyptian book. It's a very ancient tradition celebrating, and we call it Nowruz, so it's like a new day.
Okay. All right.
Interesting.
And all that is in the form of it, call everybody. There's nothing else you can do.
We're working on getting Bill Morris. He was a member of the Navajo Folk Talkers to come into our area. And I've been talking to him all last month because we were going to bring him in May, except that his schedule won't benefit our children, and I was wanting him to speak at the high schools. And we can get our Native American children gathered, but I wanted him to also address our community. And so we're now looking for November, but COS is also interested in for him to present at the college. And I would like to know if the city would be interested in perhaps doing something while he's here to present to our city, to be involved in something our city's doing. But also we're going to speak to the vets this evening to see if they'll co-sponsor, because our Indian programs are bringing him in, but I thought if they could co-sponsor, they'd help with the expenses.
Yeah. COS should help you with expenses also.
Uh-huh, they will too. If we can get it all in 1 month, I think we can handle it, but...
I would suggest that you keep us abreast of what the time frames are and see if maybe sometime, however long it's going to be there might be some kind of reception that this commission might hold for him that invites the community in to get an opportunity to expose the community to him and the story of what those veterans did for our country during that period. So, would you keep us abreast, Marty? Would you write a note that we're going to stay on top of that, that we'll put that on our agenda for the next time, for next meeting?
Okay.
Any other announcements? Okay, with that, we'll move on to public comment. Is there anyone here in the public that would like to address the commission on any items that are on the agenda or any items that are not? Okay.
Hi, my name is Don Manro, and I'm real happy that this commission was instituted. I wish it all the luck in the world, and I'd like to assist you and the community by recording the audio of your meetings and putting it up on the internet. Not everybody will have access to streaming audio, but it's something that's coming and will be more available, and I'll let as many people know as possible that it's available for listening.
Excuse me. Does that mean we have to say our name every time we speak, David Silva?
Don, thank you so much for that, because it'll be one additional way that we can expose the community to what's happening at the commission and what we're doing. So I'm very appreciative of you taking the time to do that for us.
Sure, you're welcome.
Any other citizens' comment? There being none other, we'll move on to the next item of our, on our agenda, which is approval of the May 7th meetings. I ask those of you that did not attend the last meeting to please pick up your binders and enough time to be able to read those minutes and get some idea of what we accomplished last time, and hopefully our agenda this time reflects actions of our agenda as a result of the last meeting. Okay. Would someone put forth a motion approving these minutes, please?
I so move.
Okay, is there a second? Okay, second. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of our March 7th meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, these minutes will be recorded on Friday. Item number four, old business, and like I said, these things here are a result of discussions at our last meeting. A under there is youth and senior representation. When we originally sought additional members for our commission, we were looking for a youth to be assigned from, we have our youth on board. So I have not had a time, an opportunity to talk with Barry Dugan, who is the staff person. She's a supervisor, isn't she?
I
follow
through on that.
Oh, okay, all right.
They assign those in the fall. They don't have any extra teams on board.
Okay.
And so I've already forwarded over to her a description of the commission, and next fall when they redo it, they'll add us to the list. And so
okay, so we have to wait until
fall.
One thing, during the campaign, we had a youth running for office, Diane Strong, and he had a very important issue for you, that those skateboard parks were very important for keeping kids out of trouble and so forth. Maybe we could invite him to make a presentation on that.
Or an organization was formed.
We are actually an organization fundraising and grants.
Okay, so maybe we can invite
more.
Yeah. Come and sit on this commission and to keep your issue before the community. Okay, maybe Anyone interested in following up on that to find out, Davidson, maybe you can get the information.
Sure, I was looking for Cheyenne's number and I don't have it anymore.
Sean's from
I have his number.
I spell Cheyenne, I always call it Shane, though. Shane. He pronounces it Shane.
Would you give him a call? Okay. And then David, would you follow up on the skate park organization?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to put here. Okay, and senior representation. Did you have any response from that, Martin? No? Okay. Maybe I need to go to the, there's a senior advisory board, the Tulare Senior Services Association, and explain to them what the commission is about and see if there's anyone who would be willing to serve, because it is important, as we have a representative of the disabled community serving here, someone who's involved with senior issues of which there are many, and disabled issues and senior issues are different. And I found that out when my sister was here living with me, and she was disabled, but she was not a senior citizen. I think most people are under the impression that the services are the same, and they are not. And senior citizens have many more avenues of service available to them than people who are disabled. So I think they would be an important asset to our commission, and I will follow up on that one.
We need a disabled person also.
David is,
You're the disabled.
Are any other input about our youth and senior representation on our commission? All right, we agree we can move on to the next item of publicity and outreach. Julie stopped me today and she said, how's that commission going? And so she said she had not been able to attend any of our meetings. If you don't know, Julie Fernandez is the person on staff at the Tulare Advance Register who usually covers city political news in our newspaper. And so she stopped me to ask me what was going on. Of course, I invited her to a meeting. So the public needs to be aware. We talked about, how we're going to get information, publicity and information out to them. And with that, we could possibly set up a chairperson for our publicity. Our meeting needs to be listed in the newspaper. We have many different areas of the newspaper, future events, meetings.
We did submit it.
Today there was
it was in there. Good. Okay. And then just sometimes having a little follow-up summary of what, took place at our meeting for the newspaper, since we just meet once a month, would be helpful in giving the public some idea of what's happening. It's like, who's serving as the officers, what organizations are represented here, we're going to coordinate with Corky about bringing the code, having some kind of function for the code, Code Talker, in November. Just a little tidbits to whet the appetite of the public for them to try to keep abreast of what's happening with us.
And besides the printed press, also KJUG has a free calendar listing, and KFCF has a free calendar listing. They just have a time limit. I think KJUG is real short. I think within short amount of time it gets on.
Yeah. And that's good. So is there anyone who would be interested in making sure that the announcements of our meetings reach? I have a list of a media release that I received from the Parks, Recreation, and Community Services of all the places, and I've been using it a lot for all the many different organizations that I'm involved with. So if there's someone who would like to take on that responsibility of making sure that the announcement of our meetings get to the appropriate whether radio, TV, or newspaper outlets. And it takes having a fax machine or doing it with email. Now, with a lot of these, I don't have an email address. And generally, I fax whatever information I want to get out to them. TV, you need to have it 3 weeks in advance. So the announcement of our next meeting, it would be good to send it to them now so that they would start getting it out. With the newspapers, the Tulare Advance Register, their daily deadline is 10 o'clock. Excuse me. So anything that you want to have for them to go in the newspaper tomorrow, you need to have it to them by 10 o'clock today. And sometimes we don't understand newspaper, radio, or TV deadlines, and we wonder why our information doesn't get out, and it's for that reason, is that we didn't make it in appropriate time. Anyone interested in serving in that position of our publicity chairperson?
I'd love to do that.
Okay, David. Okay, David, I'll get you a copy of this list. Okay. And one of the things I wanted us to do was spend some time maybe learning how or doing some OJT on no one's volunteering, because maybe you don't know how to do that. That was one of the issues that came up with the city, was that someone volunteered to do something, but they really didn't know how to do it. And it wasn't that the person didn't want to do it, it was that they didn't know how to go about doing, and so, and didn't feel comfortable saying, I'd love to do this, but I really don't know how. So for just a few minutes, let's talk about how you do a news release, okay? Can anybody have any ideas of how you do a news release? What needs to be involved in a news release?
You have to identify at the very top, first of all, if it's like for media release, if it's some kind of a news item, or if it's for calendaring, or if it's for an event, a special event. You have to identify right at the top one of the three, otherwise you go to the wrong place. Yeah,
so identify any column or...
Type of press release. Type of announcement.
Okay, so identify where you want it to go.
Yeah.
Okay, something else.
Who to contact regarding what's the reason.
Okay, who? Who is very important?
You
can't see that?
No,
the yellow.
Okay, let's do this one then. Okay, so we've covered that first W. What else?
Right.
Today.
Okay.
Where?
Good. Other W. Okay.
What's it all about? Three short sentences.
Then why are we...
Anything else?
Sometimes you need to help people participate. That's sort of who to contact.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anytime you're going to do a news release, it needs to contain those famous W's. Okay? Who, what, where, when. This is when. Why and how. And if you'll put those items in your news release, and with, you need to, who to contact needs a name, an address, and a phone number, or email address now. so it's simple, okay? Identify for release, okay? Meetings, example, meetings. We want our announcement to go to meetings. And who to contact, okay? Margie Fowler at the City of Tulare or Nettie Washington serving as chair for this year. The date, it would be May, Margie, what's it going to be? May 2nd would be our next meeting. Time from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Where? Tulare City Training Room. At, and with the address, where? Okay. Um, 411 East Kern Avenue, City of Tulare Training Room. Okay. What is it? A meeting of the Tulare Community Relations Commission. And why do we meet? We're addressing the, what do we put in our community awareness of issues, or I forgot how we put it in our.
Is that a mission statement?
Yes. Let's see.
Encourage, promote, and assist developing environment of fairness and respect among Tulare citizens.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to encourage fairness among Tulare citizens. And that's basically with the name, address, and telephone number down at the bottom of how you write a press release. It's not hard. On your sheet of paper, if you just write who, what, where, when, why, and how, and then fill that information in, the radio station, the TV station, or the newspaper will be very happy with that. Our newspapers are very understaffed. If you send them the information, they'll print it. They are not going to call, very rarely will do they have the time to call you and run after you to get information. But if you send it to them, they are very appreciative and they will print what you send to them if you have the proper information. Anyone have any questions about this really simple way of producing a press release for our organization or for any organization that you are involved with? You know, business people generally know this because they have someone, you know, that takes care of this for them, whether it's them themselves on their for their business or someone on their staff, or they hire some outside advertising agency to do this for them. But we can do it ourselves. It's not hard. Okay. Any questions that I can answer for you about how you produce a press release? Okay. That will cover our, that will help with our publicity and outreach. The next item on the item D is a resource card and discussion. And we talked about having a card, and also in the cover letter, letter that you received with your minutes, I asked you to bring information that you wanted included on our community resource card. This is one that I picked up in Lemoore Naval Station. And my husband and I went over for a retirement workshop that they were having over there, and they handed these out. And it has community resources, and it just lists what they are. Emergency shelters, it has Kings County, Visalia Battered Women's Shelter, Fresno's Marjorie Mason, Porterville Mission Project. It has law enforcement. You know, we'd have the City of Tulare or the county, because some of you may live in county islands within the City of Tulare. The fire department, that would be the information that we have there. Medical services, we have Tulare District Hospital, we have Tulare Community Clinic, and we have industrial medicine clinic here in Tulare, also places where people can receive medical care. They have legal services listed here, and it tells you where you go to get a temporary restraining order. It has on here Kings County, but we would have Tulare County District Attorney. Where do you report child abductions? Where do you call for family support? Where do you call for the Superior Court? What's the number for legal aid in immigration? Other community resources, Child Protective Services, the Commission on Aging, Adult Protective Services, it has the Salvation Army, the Victims Witness Center, which I don't know if we have one here in Tulare, and then it has WIC, where I can receive services for women, infants, and children. It has alcohol-related programs, and where they're listed, who they are in Kings County, and we would just put that information there for Tulare County. And also has transportation. Where do you find transportation? And then the last thing on the back, it has all of the military resources, but we would not.
You should have gambling addiction.
Gambling is anonymous, yes. And we can have alcohol.
This town, that's a real issue.
And we can have alcohol, because it does have drug-related programs, you know, and we do, we have several drug-related programs. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they have Champions, they have Alcohol and Drug Education Center. We could list on here AA, and we could list on here Gamblers Anonymous, because there is an organization.
There's NA here.
NA. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So Al-Anon, too.
Al-Anon, yes.
Those
yes.
Those with alcoholics.
Okay. So yeah. what I asked for, CASA, yeah, so that would be another one of the CASAs that would go on here, which is that's coin-appointed.
Children's Court
Advocates.
She represents.
Yes, yeah.
The donors.
Okay, yeah, and the donors. There's a donor center. Okay. Or could you think of anything else that you would want placed on this resource card?
That's Doug Hennings. from Vineyard Church, with his organization.
Oh, the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And cultural resources. I want to know more about, sorry.
Do you have any youth service here?
No. Is there one to learn?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
he's here. She used an acronym.
Yes, that's what she's used to.
I didn't know
about
the Or someone
from school. Okay, we said, what you said, cultural, what was it?
Resources.
Okay. Anybody can think of anything else that of the things that I've covered? CASAs, the donor center.
How much do you put on there?
Yeah.
Considering the lodging areas that we have here, I don't know how long the list you would like.
Because on the back they have all of this military information, where this is, we could put anything else that we want here, because we do not have a military installation in Tulare, so any additional information could go. And as you can see, this is small enough to fit just about in your wallet, or stick it up on, you know, take up very little space on your bulletin board.
Seems to me that we would have one panel that would be the oversized print, just for large numbers, for this special real critical numbers, maybe for seniors, maybe for homeless, maybe for spousal and child abuse. Those four, if you had them in the large print, somebody that can't see picks up one of these cards and it's just not going to be any good for them. So we have one panel that really make sure that the large print is there.
Okay, so we could pull information that's on this side and stick it either here or here in larger print. Okay, so that's what we'll put here.
It's a real disability issue, a senior issue.
Senior issue.
Okay.
If we think of something between now and then, would we call you? Would we call Margie?
Call me as soon as possible, because I would like to have a mock-up for our next meeting, so that we can get this done. All right. I want us to stop talking things to death and take action. Right. Now, that was one of the things I would like to agendize for next time, is that we adjust our agenda. So when I went to the computer, I found an agenda on there, and it has for each item, it has discussion, conclusion, action item, and person responsible, and deadline. And I would definitely like for us to move that into our agenda, having what our conclusion of the discussion of the referral card was, that we're going to have the information to me as soon as possible. What the deadline would be is to present at our next meeting. Person responsible, so I guess this one is me, and action taken. So that when you leave the meeting, you take your agenda with you, you know what you're responsible for and when you have to get it done by.
I think if we have the cultural resources that on here, you said to bring a calendar of events, if we call those people, if you call me, I'm aware of all the things that are going around our activities around us. And so if we access the resources, then they could just let whoever's interested know what's going on.
I would just, Salvation Army is good, and Henning's group is good, but I think Catholic Charities probably
should be on here.
There's a lot of Catholic people just won't go to other, you know, other Catholic Charities.
Just, you know, I'm not aware, but does Sue Tiller have a website?
Yes, yes,
we do. Is this information on there?
Some of this information probably is on there.
Could, like, the card be on the website? Anyway, somebody go up there and see.
It's capitalized instead of having to look in different. Once we get it the way that we want it and we print them, we can ask that it would be placed on the website under our heading Tulare Community Commission, Tulare, that would, Community Relations Commission, that our card would be placed there.
When would we go to print, and whose budget is it?
That I don't know. I'll have to talk to the city manager about that. I mean, since we're appointed by the city council,
maybe it'll have to get city
council. We're recommending this. That's exactly right. This is something that we've been talking about for a long time. That's why I said we need to stop talking and start doing.
Okay. Where would they be distributed? Would they be here?
We would have them here. Any of you that are involved in other organizations, I know Maria is involved in a Portuguese cultural organization. She would take them and share them with her group. Mr. Ali would share them with the people in his community, and they would be available here at the City Hall, at the library, at the general places that the city distributes information. That's where these cards would be available.
If you could go at each high school
yes.
site with the counselors,
yes.
so they deal with the moms,
yes.
the youth, you know, services.
How about calling home and the water bill? Is that possible once we have that? I'm not sure how that.
Not in that format.
No,
it has to be an 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
So I mean, you can make a flyer out of it. It's about $800 to insert it because you have to supply all the copies and it's the utility funds. If the library uses it, they have to pay the utility funds to use that because it's a service to them.
Okay,
so. On that, speaking of Portuguese, and all, is it only going to be English only, or are we going to put Portuguese, hablamos, falamos, of this and that on there?
Had not thought about that, so that's a good item for discussion on this card.
Perhaps each of the cultural contacts
once it's
would
done.
Have a language
appropriate.
Yeah, to it. There'd be a Portuguese line, a Spanish line, and if there's Haceres is part of this.
Yes.
Maybe they could to cover the Spanish. You have to ask them first.
No.
Yeah, and especially the Sorci.
Yes, Sorci is definitely after having it translated. Yeah.
Mr.
So, see, that's the things you run into. I mean, me being primary English speaking. You know, I don't think about that, so that's why, you know, many heads are better than one. Okay, so that's it. We will, if this is a community resource card, then it's going to have the ability to reach the community. And the community includes people who speak Spanish, people who speak Portuguese, people who speak Min, Lu, Lao, you know, people who speak, what language do you speak in English? Many different ones, I think.
Hindi and Gujarati.
Okay.
Gujarati and Bengali.
So.
But see, maybe besides having the large panel, the panel with the large print, then we could have also the panel with the language options connections, or, you know.
Okay.
But we'd have to be real careful with that. But there's nothing worse than someone having a resource card and calling a number and not getting, you know, just...
Someone who could help.
Yeah, not getting some help. Because when you start doing language, then you're starting to funnel.
Okay, so anything else to be added?
One more.
Okay.
Except the corporate sponsorship footprint that. Like
most definitely. That's one of the items on our agenda for this evening is how do we go about doing that?
In March, you know, they don't approve it to fund, like, say, courtesy from Subway,
yes,
uh-huh, my address, or Walmart, or Morris Living.
And the Santa Cruz, the Downtown Association, yeah, printed these out.
In many communities, because I remember I served on the Commission on Status of Women, and they had a little referral book that was done by the County of Tulare, because the Commission on the Status of Women was an arm of the county government, and so they did do this along, but Business and Professional Women in Visalia also was one of the sponsors along with them. So yes, we can look for ways that that could be something that could be sponsored. All right, our time is moving on, and we still have places to go. What have we covered?
We're on D.
Okay.
Department of Justice.
Okay, training. I spoke with Cal Russo today. We've been talking with each other, and the date that she had available, she was not available in April at all. One of the dates that she offered was May 13th and 14th. So I'd like everyone to look at their calendars for that and see if that's viable. And she said if that is not, that she would appreciate it if we would give her three dates, with this May 13th and 14th being one, and three other dates possibly. She realizes that once we go into June, there's a possibility that we're going to miss our school people. And she's very cognizant of that and wanted us to remember that any dates that there's a possibility. She was hoping to avoid running into graduations, and knowing that there are many school personnel.
Is the school needed anyways? If you are trying to get anybody from the high school or something, that's the, like, seniors or somebody, they're already leaving, so we can do it in the beginning of the year.
Okay. Do you want to put it off? Okay. Okay. May 13th and 14th are the second Friday and Saturday in May.
Would this be all day?
We're not sure what it's going to be all day. What we had envisioned and talked about last time, Marie, was a part Friday evening, maybe 3 hours on Friday evening, and 3 or 4 hours on Saturday. So that was what our discussion, that's what I relayed to her in my conversations with her. She is going to send to us a questionnaire, having us give some input about what we're looking for in this training. And I should have that tomorrow, and I will get that mailed out to each of you, and I'd like you to complete that questionnaire and return it to me just as soon as you possibly can, so that I can relay that information to her. All right, what is the group's consensus about the 13th and the 14th?
Those dates are good.
Good for me. Approximately what time would you start on that Friday?
Probably we'd start maybe at 6 o'clock.
That's fine.
Okay. 6 o'clock on Friday, maybe go from 6 to 9. And possibly.
But you know, I think that's where the graduation starts, if you have those three dates we have to give.
Yeah. So to me, this one looked like the best. I do have a conflict for the Saturday, mm-hmm, but I will just have to tell them, I'm sorry.
I do too.
I have a conflict for the Saturday.
Graduation is the first week of June.
Okay.
I just had to do
first and second week.
Yeah.
First
and second week. Yeah. Okay. So, But generally, they're not on Friday and Saturdays, so they are. They are.
Oh, on Saturday.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought graduations were on Wednesday and Thursday. Okay, all right.
Depending on when the school year ends.
Okay.
And this year, they're on Thursday, so we'll have Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so it'll be the 3rd and the 4th, and then the 10th.
The following week, probably.
The 10th, okay.
No, the following week, the middle schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 10th, okay. So what I asked the city for was I wanted a large calendar that went on the wall that was the whole school year, or the whole, not just the school year, but the whole year, so that we can plug in the cultural activities that take place throughout the year, so we're aware of all of them. And second, that we could plug in the graduation dates, so we know, okay, these are things that we have to be careful of any of the activities that we might want to provide for the community. And to ask all of you to please come to every meeting with a calendar that you can write things on. What they gave me were these sheets here that have the rest of the year on them. And that won't work for everybody. So now we know the graduation dates. So how many of you, the 14th of May will not work? Please let me see by show of hands. Okay, 13th might not work for you. Okay. So we have one person, there's two people that the 14th will not work for. And like I said, I have a prior commitment, but this is more important.
Her only day that she could come in May?
Because I asked her about the following week, and she said no, that she couldn't come the 20th and the 21st. Okay. And then I would not be available on Friday evening on the 27th, but if the rest of you are, then that's fine. I could be back for the Saturday, the 28th meeting.
That's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
It's Memorial Day.
Yeah,
that's Memorial Day.
Okay.
And not 6th or 7th?
Yeah.
Of May? She's not available then?
She didn't give me that date, so I'm thinking she must not be. So then that date is not going to work. Then let's look into June. It could not be June 3rd and 4th, or 10th and 11th. How about June 17th? June 17th and 18th. Okay, that's a possibility. Okay.
17th, I'll be out of state.
Okay.
I can make it up, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do it just because of me, but I can make that date. I can make whatever you need up.
All right. Any other date that we might think about? Okay, so June 17th and 18th is a possibility. How about June 24th and 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just those 2 weekends in June.
Yeah. And then we go into July, and the first weekend in July is the 4th of July, so that's a 3-day weekend, so that's out. Any dates in July that you'd be willing to commit to? There's July 8th and 9th, 15th and 16th, 22nd and 23rd, 29th and 30th.
You know, I can't guarantee July.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm committed for the second Saturdays to the second Saturdays.
Okay. So that's not good. All right. So how about July 15th? 15th and 16th? Courtney's shaking her head now.
No. We're already in turmoil season, the end of April.
Okay. So. All right, so that we can offer her 13th and 14th. There were just two people who could not make it that Saturday. We could offer July 17th and 18th, and July 24th and 25th. I'm sorry, June 17th and 18th, and June 24th and 25th. Okay, I will give her that call.
Right.
Okay, you won't be able to do it either, okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, that's...
How soon did you want to call her?
I'll speak with her tomorrow.
Because I could call all these other numbers, but people aren't here.
Okay.
And do a little survey for you.
Okay, good.
I'll do that tomorrow morning.
Okay, and then give me a call, so I'll wait until afternoon to call her then, okay. All right. Agenda, that's what I want. How much time? We have 20 minutes left, okay? And I have on here developing, team building, developing an effective team, a focused vision, and a good team characteristic. And those are all part of having an organization that works well together. And in our beginning, we had a lot more people that were interested in serving on this commission. And we lost some of them because they said we weren't doing anything. And that's why I said earlier, we need to stop talking about things and get something done, because you yourself don't want to just be coming and sitting and wasting your time and not seeing anything accomplished. And the community is in the same mode. If you're an organization, they want you to see that you're doing something. But sometimes what people don't understand is that it takes time to build an organization. It takes time for people who are coming from diverse communities to come together and to feel comfortable building something that's going to accomplish something. And you need to allow that time and space for that to happen. And as I was going through this binder for this certification program that I'm in, it talked about how do you build a strong organization. And there were stages. And we have been in what's called the forming stage, where we're hashing out, who's going to be on the board. You come up with your mission statement. You come up with your bylaws. You get those all in place, and then you start functioning as an organization. You come up with, okay, how are we going to operate? Our meetings are going to operate. You cover how you're going to get the word out. All of that is the forming of the organization. Okay, so now we're formed. Okay, so now we have to decide, now that we're formed, what are we going to do? What is our vision of what this commission is going to accomplish? I mean, I know what I had in mind when I started working with the mayor's committee on cultural understanding of what I hoped we would accomplish, but I'm only one person, and now we have an organization, so everybody needs to give some input into what is our vision, what do you want to see us do and accomplish. Okay, because Marie was talking about things that are not on topic. Okay, we're the ones who decide what the topic is or what the topics are going to be. So, okay, floor is open to you.
Well, one thing that can either build or destroy a team is a very ambitious project. If it's too ambitious, sometimes you just burn yourself out. And I have an ambitious idea, something of a nebulous idea, but like a cross-cultural fair or some kind of where all the cultures come together in one day, and they share their foods and they share their crafts and they share their stories and their histories, and just make it like a little fair day. We did that in Silver Lake in 1980, and because we were facing a lot of gang violence against gays, and what we did is I was through the auspices of the campaign. The campaign was the excuse. We ended up recruiting the gangs. The gangs became the security for this event, and it's still. I found out from an email just the other day that it's still going on to this day, and they're no longer. It's right where Silver Lake Boulevard and right where Sunset. Sunset right in Silver Lake. There's businesses there are very, very grateful. There are no more of the violence, no more shooting. It's really amazing what, if you bring different people in and they can and work on a project together, sometimes you'll find out that they can start solving about helping each other solve problems. It's real nebulous idea, but it's some kind of a project, maybe some kind of an annual event that would hold us together, and some kind of project to work on that would build, put us together as a team. It doesn't have to be that. That was just one idea. I know one experience I had that really worked well. We had a lot of support because there's a lot of businesses, small antique shops and so forth that really wanted to see that community not go down that particular part of Silver Lake go downhill. So we had a lot of sponsors for the event.
And we have had that. We had one, and last year it fell through a combination of the commission not carrying their weight in doing. We gave a direction to the staff that we kind of wanted to do that, and so we agreed that for 1 year we were going to partner with the staff so the staff could show us how they put that organization together, and there was a break in communications and it just didn't happen. So if we want to go back to having our Cultural Awareness Day or Cultural Celebration Day, then we need to, again, partner with the staff so that we learn how it's been done. I mean, there's no need in us reinventing the wheel. It's been done and it was done successfully. But we need the staff to show us how they did it. And so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. But we have to commit to connect with whatever staff person that, whatever area you're interested in covering in that event, you have to connect with that staff person. You have to meet with them. You have to have them share their notebook or binder with you of what they did to make that portion of the event success. And then you have to be willing to carry out those responsibilities, because that's the only way it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So we can do that again.
That year, that's when everything was happening with our family, with my dad, wasn't able to follow through. What were the negative things that happened on wasn't it happening in October? Didn't you have that in October?
Yes, was it October? Yes, it was going to be October 18th, wasn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh. So what did you see then that
we actually had everything lined up, and so a couple of things happened. We had put out to all the cultural groups for the entertainment portion of it.
And they should have.
And only one of them signed up. So we had no cultural entertainment. And because we were saying it was going to be a cultural fair, not having that portion, it was the committee's decision that we didn't want to do something and then not have that component and then not have it be successful, and we would have a tougher time the next time putting it on. It also, though, in hindsight, ended up, we scheduled it too late in the year. The elementary schools ended up having all their carnivals that day. So we would have had a really tough time having a successful event. Sometimes things happen for a reason. And so it needs to be pulled back either into September or the very first of October to stay away from the conflict with all of the carnivals. Because a lot of the schools are not doing them closer to Halloween. They're making them just a fall carnival. And so they're in October sometime. And so we need to be more cognizant of that. So but the cultural, we had everything set up. We had to cancel vendors. We did. We were out some money. But we had to cancel it because the cultural component was not there.
Jeez.
So
that's a major.
See, that's always hard to know whether a group that's representing a culture is going to be the vital force that can mobilize that community. What I have found, my experience is that it's usually the churches that with most cultures, whatever their religion, it's the spirit, our spiritual center, where you can get something vitalized, where you can get some participation, and the chamber. Without the Chamber of Commerce and without the churches, it probably won't happen, is the way I look at it. So if we get those on board agreeing to do it, and the churches being the richest source for tapping into the different cultural groups.
I think there was some issues of illnesses, and we had some deaths. And so there was a lot of things that happened that cultures didn't come, my culture didn't come in, because I was representing ours. My mom died in June, and my mother-in-law died in June.
The same.
So
there were many reasons. It wasn't any one thing, you know, yeah. And it was just, the committee came to the conclusion it was better to not do the function and put a successful one on than to have one. And like I said, then we ended up finding that the school carnivals were that day too, and we would have been competing with all the schools. That would have been really tough. Because we really promoted it as a family day.
That's why it was, I put in your letter, was to please come with your organization's calendars, so that as we put this calendar up on our wall, we can now plug in, okay, when are the elementary schools holding their carnivals, you know? High school,
church calendars,
you know, church calendars, the chamber calendar. So we can plug all those dates in, so as we're standing back and looking, you know, what are we going to do, when are we going to do it, there's always going to be some conflicts. I mean, you have soccer, you have Pop Warner, you have Little League, you have all of those things. But you want to try to schedule your event when you can have the most community participation and not the least. Like I said, there are always going to be some conflicts, and we know we have to live with those. But we don't want to be full-on up against, you know, Cinco de Mayo or, you know, something like that. So
what about New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Too cold outside.
Too many bullets in the air.
Oh, that's true. That's another problem on New Year's Eve. Too many guns are being fired to be out. Yeah.
Nanny, we have to go, but for me, I would like to see of course, involved in the culture part of it, but we have a lot of issues that we as cultures want to know more, and the departments that we need to contact, so we need that information. Sourcey, I think, is somebody I can refer to that perhaps the 2 years have really benefited that we've been here. Because they got involved, and the cultures are, we have leaders, and the members of that culture look to those leaders with their problems, come to them, and then that leader brings it here, and it's not necessarily his personal problem, but they expect him to handle those things, and he's only one. So we need to educate not only his, but mine too.
Okay. One of our, we hope, educational tools will be our little referral card that each of you will have and be able to share with your people and share at the high school. One of the others, as a result of our training, I will definitely, we're trying to gain that little booklet on how to teach tolerance, because I listened to the discussion. Yeah, the discussion that the three of you held after meeting last time, the problems that students are having on our campuses with hate crimes, and I think our school staffs need to be trained on, okay, what is a hate crime, how do we report it, how do we deal with it, because what I'm hearing out in the community from different people is that these things happen on the campuses, and it's handled in one of three ways, okay? It's totally ignored, okay? Someone is told, they're there, don't do that anymore, okay? Or someone, and unfortunately, from what the people have experienced, the person that the hate crime happens to seems to get more punishment than the person who is actually, you know, committing the hate crime. So we have to come up with a different system of handling that, and understanding that we're not living in the 50s any longer, and sticks and stones, you know, do Yes, they put bruises on you, but the words that we say to one another sometimes do more damage than the sticks and stones.
Do damage for seven generations.
Right, and so, you know, that is part of educating our community to living, encouraging this the tolerance and the interaction that we need in the city of Tulare for every citizen to feel safe, to feel that they're, you know, a part of this community, involved in the community, and have the ability to have some impact on the community where they live. So that, you know, is one of the things that came out of the discussion. That wasn't even a discussion here, you know, within the commission, but the commission members talked after the meeting. And of course, then I went to people that I knew in the community and I said, you know, are you hearing? Have you experienced? And then, you know, it just came flooding in, all of the many things that have happened, you know, to different people and through this issue through our schools. So somehow, interacting with churches for one thing, and then for schools and another, in this tolerance and hate crime issue is very, very important work that we could do here at the commission.
I'd like to make a motion to get us towards adjournment.
Okay.
To take item F from old business.
Okay.
And all the items of new business and put them on the top of the old business for the next agenda.
Yes.
And I move to adjourn after that.
Okay. It's been moved that we suspend the remaining of our agenda and have it become the beginning of our next meeting agenda. Everyone in favor of that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And we are 5 minutes to seven.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I broke my glasses.
Is there anything, it has a group discussion or good for the order, like David said, along with having a centering moment as we begin, is there a centering thought or moment that we can have as we close?
Well, for a lot of us, this is a time of mourning. I think all of you know, civilized man is feeling that right now. So maybe perhaps that would be a good for us to join all the rest of civilized humanity and just, you know, offer our little bit of spirit towards that. We're here to continue doing good works. And this man, although I disagreed with him 50% of the time, 50% of the time I agreed with him very strongly. So I made my peace with him. I didn't have peace with him while he was alive. I made my peace with him now. I think it's time for a good thing for us to center around the fact that we're going to go on and continue the good works of fallen soldiers.
So for just for a moment, we'll think about fallen soldiers and the good works that they have accomplished and the things that we need, that they've done, that we need to carry on. Thank you very much for coming this evening. We got through a great deal of our agenda. Next time I'll make sure it's not so.
Don't forget your CD.
I will not. I'm going to have to see why that's not working.